fill your kitchen with everything you need at Harvey Norman, Newcastle and the Hunter's cooking appliance specialists.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's.
Hello. Oh, he's not in a great mood because he's been talking about the expense of poor Nikki for her wedding this weekend.
I'm not going to lie, I'm a bit over the wedding of the year, quite frankly.
Okay, well, I'm going to cheer you up.
Okay. Oh, someone give me a bourbon.
Come here.
Skull.
No, that's not it.
Oh, what is that?
No, when you do this at the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, so
the bride and groom kiss.
Not when I'm emceeing. Change the rules, mate. And I will be emceeing, then we can make the rules up as we go.
Is that an actual rule?
Yeah. Well, when and then they have to go...
And to be honest, the last one we're just saying was, you remember DB's wedding, and 10 years or more,
yeah,
they did it there. I haven't seen it now. Oh, yeah, because I've done my niece and nephew's probably the most recent.
My cousins, didn't do it
there.
That.
Didn't do it there.
Are they still doing it?
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, if you anyone at a table taps a glass, the bride and groom have to have a skull.
Oh, kiss. I did not know that. Have a skull.
Sorry. This is not Redcliffe in Queensland, Stephen.
This is the Hunter Valley.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're posh down this way.
Yeah, all right.
You
guys haven't been to a day out of green recently, have you? Looks like carnage.
Well, I want to know right now, Bluey, when he gets off Instagram, we want to know... Because he's the youngest in the room, isn't he?
Yeah, Bluey's the youngest.
Mate, do they still do that
at
weddings,
Bluey? Jump on that microphone there, Bluey. Yeah, I was at one in Barrel, one of my partner's friends, on the weekend, and they did it, but that's the first time I've seen it.
Oh, really?
And they were about my age, so I'm 30, so...
Oh, you're 30?
29, 30-ish, yeah.
Oh, my God, I thought you were, much younger.
I thought you were going to say much older, thanks.
Younger.
I thought he was younger.
Same.
Yeah.
Well, 29.
Tell you what, mate, you've only got 3 more weeks of breakfast. You won't look like that.
Oh, no, mate, I'm feeling it. It's just tough.
This is day 4 for Bluey.
I will guarantee he's a handsome young man. We'll take a photo now, and in 3 weeks when Nick's back, he'll look like Santa Claus.
I look like you.
Yeah. Oh, it won't be 3 weeks then. You'll finish it at 9 by the sound of it.
Yeah, mate, don't wish this upon you.
Hey, so they are doing it.
They are,
the tap
yeah.
and the kiss.
Okay. Yeah, and it was wearing thin by the end of the night, I think, too. They were over it. Yeah.
How many times did they do it? Like 20 times?
Yeah, people got drunker and drunker and just started hammering it, and then by the end of the night they were, yeah.
And again, remember, my rules are better. Everyone has a drink.
Yes, go. And it does sound a lot more fun.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely. Yeah.
You don't want to upset the bride and groom on their beautiful day.
No.
No.
Weddings.
Is there any other tricks that we should be doing, those MCs?
Yeah, that thing, because we're MCing, the cartwheeling while I juggle cats. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
The usual act.
It's going to be interesting, given the dress I'm wearing.
Make sure you tell us where the toilets are, all that boring stuff that MCs have to do, where you can smoke.
Shall we tell him?
No,
Rosie, no, you'll be doing that when you introduce your MC.
Normally I do that if it's like a Tanya and Steve or a Triple M function. I have to get up, shush the crowd for you guys.
He's an official crowd shusher.
It's the worst job ever. Yeah. Excuse me, can I get everyone's attention, please? Yes, hello, I'm Rosie. Anyway, yep. Okay, he's Tanya and Steve.
Okay, here's our roles. Tanya and I turn up and whoever's organising the function go, can you guys just get up, and they rattle off all this stuff and we'll go, wait a minute, Rosie!
Yeah, definitely. And then I always have to tell everyone where the toilets are, where the blah, 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 and Steve always goes, get off, he's so boring, get off. Okay.
Not only does he do the hard things for us, I heckle him.
Yeah, I get heckled.
No, you won't have to do that this
weekend. You tell me, mate, you tell me what part of that doesn't sound like every morning in here.
It's exactly what happens every day.
There'd be a lot of weddings because, so many didn't happen last year. There'd be a lot of weddings going on this year, wouldn't there? Like, tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I reckon.
Yeah, and good stuff for all you wedding goers. You can dance this weekend.
You can dance if you want to.
Not just the bridal party.
You can leave your friends behind.
Yeah.
If your friends don't dance. Find that for me, will you, Rise?
Yeah, what is that?
How annoying if you were...
Men without
safety
hats.
...safety dance, Rise. How annoying if you were getting married tonight, though. Because there is a lot of Friday weddings.
Yeah,
it's cheaper.
Because it's midnight tonight, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
doesn't... We can dance. Everybody's taking the chance.
And then Hugh Jackman spoiled it with a Vegemite ad or something. Some tea.
All right, we're underway for a Friday. This is Tanya and Steve on Newcastle's Triple M. Dangerous on the line.
You never know what you'll find. What you saying, mate?
Oh, look. but I'm going to remind you of one of our favourite TV shows.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Yeah, love Frasier.
Well, it's coming back. Kelsey Grammer has confirmed that he is reprising the role of Dr. Frasier Crane, and they're going to reboot the show, and it's going straight to a streaming service near you, of course.
No Dad.
No Marty. John Marnie, he's already passed, sadly.
Did you watch it, Rise?
No, I never got into Frasier. I was just a bit, just missed it.
Yeah, okay.
I remember it being on TV at like 4:30 in the afternoon or 5 o'clock, but I just never... Yeah, but I reckon I would like it now.
Do you know what? There is a streaming service somewhere. Like, I watch it all the time.
Yeah, I should pick it up.
It hasn't left TV. It's like Seinfeld. Yeah. It's still being shown.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm not sure, though, whether my reminiscing still loves the show or whether it still works. You know
it
when that can
works,
happen?
It still works,
Steve.
It really
I could,
does.
So I could watch it, you reckon, from now.
So.
Pick it up.
Yeah. Because I mean, apart from even when I watch Seinfeld now, which I love, but it's so 90s.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
look. I mean,
yeah,
the look.
It is.
But Giles, the characters were just so strong, weren't they?
David High Pierce, that played Giles, Frasier's brother, he's been approached to come back. They've all been approached apart from Marty and his dog Eddie, because they're both up in Frasier Heaven.
We are. But it's interesting because so many of those they've done have worked.
Yeah.
The reboots have worked, haven't they?
Yeah.
I can't right now at the top
Will and Grace.
Of my head think of
Will and Grace. Yeah.
Did you rewatch the reboot?
I did. It wasn't, it didn't set the world on fire because theirs was a one trick pony, whereas I felt Frasier had much more depth to it.
Definitely.
Roseanne, which I didn't watch either time, but until she did the tweet.
Yep.
That reboot killed it.
Yeah,
that
it did.
Was killing
That's
it.
That's so true.
I never watched Roseanne.
Well, they ripped it away.
Enough. Did you?
Yeah, I did. I loved it.
Yeah, right. Well, the reboot killed it. And then, of course, she did that, what was considered a racist tweet, and bang, it was all over.
You actually haven't heard of her since, have you?
No. Not since that tweet scandal.
Wow, it's amazing, isn't it? How they bury you.
And the closest thing they came to a Seinfeld reunion is they put it into Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David. So it was clever the way they did it, because I think sometimes... Let it be.
Yeah. Look, if they decided to bring back Friends, I think it'd be cringe.
I think too.
Yeah, I think that one.
Unless it's cleverly written.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, a 58-year-old Joey going, "How you doing?"
I know.
It's kind of, you know.
They will be stunted.
And you're like, Ross, you're 61 and you're still stupid. Yeah. It's all of that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And on top of that, Chandler, old Chubby Checkers comes in. Trying to drop my lighters.
I know.
And Phoebe's still that quirky dork.
Yeah.
Just wouldn't work.
So you're right. Although here's the interesting thing on the Friends cast, and I know they're Hollywood, so they all tend to, even the guys, except for poor old Jan, look okay.
Yeah.
But really, Jennifer Aniston still looks the same.
Oh, she's looking great.
The rest 100%. Don't. You know, like, they'd be hating on her. Mm. And there'd be no even pay.
Yeah, exactly. She would be the queen.
Yeah. Yes. Aniston would be getting the bucks.
Yeah.
Because the rest of them really
haven't
gone on to amazing things, have they?
Not at all. I did love Joey's, I call him Joey, but Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was great in English.
That English show, The Typing. I can't remember what it was called.
Really good.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry about that for fading out, everyone.
He played a version of himself.
Yeah.
And it was very funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the real life him. So.
Oh, really? Sadly, only Tanya and I saw it by the sounds of it.
I know.
I think so, actually, yeah.
You should watch it.
Okay.
Because he's a real jerk.
If you guys can find out the name of said show you're talking about.
We actually don't want to do this for the show, but could someone please ring, because we'll be stuck on it all morning.
1-3-5-3, if you remember the show that Matt LeBlanc played himself. It was UK. It was after Friends. 1-3-3-5-3.
It wasn't the Joey spin-off, which was dreadful.
No,
it was
later years.
Yeah. There you go. But that was good. Apart from that, I haven't seen any Friends reboot.
No.
But Aniston's still the big megastar.
Yep.
All right. Episodes.
There you go.
Episodes.
It was called Episodes.
You've got to watch it.
There's not a single person listening who can't say that wasn't worth the wait.
And no one called too, so I'm very glad you said Episodes.
Looks like it's just a Steve and Tanya thing.
That's Triple M. Good morning.
Tell you what, don't say we can't relate to our audience. What's brought this on, Boxhead?
Oh, that is exactly what's brought this on. Mm. We were talking banana legs.
Oh.
There you go. So we were telling each other yesterday about how our parents would give us a hard time about our our attributes.
What seemed to be from our fathers as a little jolly joke.
Yeah.
Left a scar for life.
Well, because you do have banana legs, do you not?
Yeah, I do. When I stand, they go back out. It's a double jointy thing.
I can't.
Yeah, I know. It looks like I'm in pain.
You defy gravity.
I do.
Being able to stand. Yeah. Because for those that don't know, like Steve, from his head to his torso.
Straight.
Yep. Then when it kicks in.
And when you look at it, it's literally banana.
My God. It's like there are two bananas attached to your torso.
Yeah, yeah.
And they curve backwards.
Morning, ladies.
Do you ever have any footy injuries, like with knee injuries?
All the time. Yeah. I have glass ankles.
Yeah.
Yeah, always twisting ankles and everything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because of the knees, maybe. Yeah. The way the maybe. Bottom goes.
So but, your dad used to call you banana legs and have a laugh.
Only in front of people. You know, it was really
thanks,
like,
Dad.
You know, because that's how he used to laugh. Look at boys' banana legs. Yeah, all right, Dad.
Well, calm down, Dad.
A couple of girls walking past.
Yeah. Well, at least my dad didn't point and laugh. He just, my nickname was just Boxhead.
Yeah.
G'day, Boxhead.
And to clarify, we all know she's a beautiful woman. But when she... when she puts a pair of sunglasses on the top of her head, they can't
don't
sit...
Don't say that, because people will look.
They can't sit straight. And they just tilt off to the corner of a Herman Munster skull.
It's not that bad.
It is that bad, isn't it, right?
Oh, bring me into it. Yes, it is that bad. No, the sun... That's the only time I notice it, the sunglasses, because you never put them on straight.
No.
And I always thought it was lack of care. You're like, oh, I'll chuck them up. I'll chuck them up there. But I just didn't know it, it wasn't anatomically able to sit there.
It's anatomically able.
Not kidding. If you shave your head, you could rest a pizza box on it.
And you know what? When it would upset me that he was calling me Boxhead, he'd stop doing it and revert to Brickhead.
There you go.
So, there's a lot of love going on.
So we thought we'd throw out from that what your mum, dad, or, you know, family, what was your little thing that they'd always...
Yeah.
Little have a go.
They can get away with it.
They thought it was
funny. Yeah.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. Maybe time to vent. We're going to get on the couch right now.
Yeah, but
1-3-3-5-3.
But they got away with it because they loved you.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
It's all in jest within the family.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What's the one thing that your family could pick on you for?
Risey?
Perfect. So I didn't really get anything like
they
that.
They did... say, I know your parents used to say to me that you had these dreams of being a tennis prodigy. They used to laugh behind.
Yeah.
They used to laugh behind the sheds at tennis practice. God love him.
He
thinks he can play.
Look at this guy trying to be a good tennis player.
Still, your dad would always go, is he still wearing the all white?
Okay, now that I think of it, they used to call me Dreamer a little bit. Like, okay, Dreamer. And I thought it was just like a really affectionate term. I didn't know they were having a go at me.
Oh,
1-3-5-3. We're throwing it out there. What did your parents, your mum and dad, have a bit of a go at you for?
All right. Now, I think we've got Jen.
Not yet.
No.
Nah.
Any old time now. Bluey decides to put it through the show.
We've got Jen now.
Hello, Jen.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. What did they have a go at you about?
Well, I've got a really weird sense of humour, and my mum used to apologise and say, I don't know where I went wrong with her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a favourite for parents, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it sure is.
Yes.
So nothing physical, which is nice, though, Jen. Just all mental.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Thank you, Jen.
I'd take that as a positive.
Same.
We'll go to Lisa, who's got a bit of a harsh one. On paper, it's a bit of a harsh one.
I wasn't going to go here with mine, so I'll let Lisa explain hers.
What's yours, Lisa?
My dad used to call me Porky.
Oh, Dad.
Dad.
and were you?
Well, to be fair, yes.
And this is the thing, Lisa. I'm glad you said to be fair. Because, you know, I copped a bit of chubby stuff from the dad as well.
Aww.
I think occasionally he'd say, it's a wonder those banana legs can hold you up.
Oh. Oh, Lisa, I hope Dad still doesn't do it.
He does.
Here you go, Porky.
And I'm 33.
Oh, but he loves you dearly, doesn't he, Lisa?
He really does.
Your little porkster.
Hey, listen, can anyone else get away with calling you Porky?
No, I would beat the crap out of
them. There you go.
But Dad, it's like, it's love. Dad.
It's all love.
It's all love. Listen to it.
Thank you, Lisa. Hope you have a good day.
It's all love.
What about Simon?
How you going, guys?
Yeah, good.
What did you get, mate?
Oh, man, I got flick all the time, and I couldn't work out why until years later, and it was because I was a pest.
I love it.
The flick man! Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Simon.
Look at that. Yeah, box head, banana legs, chubby, porky. Don't know where she get like that. And we're still here, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Well, of course, we're all in therapy, but we're still here, aren't we?
Poor Lisa.
Yeah, Porky's tough.
Porky's harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah, what, you think box head is good?
Yeah. Yeah,
quick, let's
exactly.
go to the ads, Steve. Oh, wait. I'm interested about Joan from Hawksnest, really quickly.
Okay, Joan.
Bigfoot.
Because you're hairy?
Try again.
Because you had a big
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, yeah.
Oh, thank God. I pictured like Cousin It.
No, I certainly loved your go-to there, Ted. we've got the lovely Joan. Oh, you're obviously very hairy. Yeah. Nothing to do with your feet. This is officially now the last day we'll ever be able to say this.
Nikki's single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
EP Nikki, our producer of Forever.
Yeah.
Is getting married tomorrow.
We're very excited. Can't wait to come and watch her.
But you know what I think's very sweet? I thought my days of putting a tie around my own neck and doing it up loosely so then it could just slip over the head of my 5-year-old son when he was off to school were over because he finished school 2 years ago. But this morning, my little boy, Stephen, came into work and gave me, look at this, Rosie, the tie that he's wearing to the wedding tomorrow.
Wow.
He asked me, could I prepare it so he could use it later?
I know the exact thing, so you just have to tighten it up and it will be perfect.
Yeah. You know why? Because the old fisherman in me, when I try and do a tie, it ends up looking like a noose.
So I'm going to just.
I'm hopeless at doing neckties.
I'm going to slip off. I don't actually have to.
And
slip
I'm
off
not.
My
are you redoing it?
I'm going to do it.
Don't. It was
for
so
you.
Good before you. Oh, what are you doing?
Wait, can you do that she without do that. Looking at a YouTube tutorial?
Yeah.
Thank you, Risey.
No, I'm with you, Steve.
If you don't wear a tie for your job, you can't do one up.
Look
unless
at
you're a prep boy.
I 100% agree with you there.
And I text
over,
around.
Under, over.
I'm not looking at that, mate. I've tried to watch people do it all my life.
There you go.
I'm way past trying to learn now. I've given up.
Yeah.
Because
I know the procedure, but it never comes out like that. That's a good knot. Like,
thank
don't
you.
Touch that.
I won't touch
I like
it.
That. That's a good knot.
Now I'm going to slip it off my head.
Yes.
And that hole, is that big enough to slip over yours?
I think you should shut up now. I understand that I have a rather large noggin.
Just hold the little tonguey bit there.
Oh, mate, you're a dream.
There you go.
That's it. I'm going to pull that down. I'm not even touching it. Not putting it over my big noggin yet. That will be the last thing I do before
can you
I walk
believe that?
Into the church.
So I've got 5-year-old Stephen. I've just pre-prepared his tie. And wait, there's 3-year-old Risey.
Yep.
We can't even do one of those ties for Risey because he has a clip-on bow tie.
And you know why I wear a clip-on bow tie?
Why?
Because... like Steve, I can't do a proper tie.
Because
it's way too hard.
But why would we, Ryze? In everything we've had for a living, where would we wear a tie?
Exactly.
Apart from a function.
I
no
just
way.
Think handback man cards. Every man can do a tie.
Rubbish.
Rubbish.
Oh, my God, Tanya.
I know.
It is the hardest thing ever.
I can't tell you how wrong you are.
I know that.
You are.
That's why we women do those big head knots for you guys to slip on
you
later.
You are the furthest from wrong you've ever been.
And I can never make sure, you know how, like, the two parts dangle down? The bit that's supposed to be at the front always ends up higher than the bit that's at the back.
You start it too long to begin with, Ryan.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Ryze, you idiot.
It's a skill.
Mate, that's what happens when I do it too.
Exactly. How do you get it right?
Oh,
way too hard. Wear a clip-on bow tie, Steve.
Oh, no,
so you've got the dress and the new shoes.
Yes.
I now have my new tie.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a beautiful fish. Knot.
Yes.
Well done.
Hope it doesn't come undone or I look like I'm working at Daryl Lee tomorrow. And we're ready to go.
We're ready to
go and
rock.
See our work daughter get married.
Yeah. Tomorrow. We can't wait.
To the love of her life.
In the Hunter Valley. Shall we give away where it is so everyone can pop out? Okay, no. All right.
Don't worry. Not allowed to do that.
Okay.
All right. Oh,
I'm not going to lie to you. Thank God. have we looked at the weather?
The weather's not looking good, but
no,
there is a wet weather plan.
Well, good to know.
Honestly, if you've been with us the whole time, it started off, we thought she was going to be a spinster.
Lots of cats.
We even got Jake on the show, pressured him to ask her.
Well, it's 8 years down the track.
He laughed hysterically and said, I'm good. And then finally... as she sat there sweating her whole life, wondering, is he going to pop the question? Hayman Island popped the question.
Mm. Boom.
Booked the wedding, got COVID.
Yep.
Locked down.
But here we are.
And here we finally
are. So we hope it's a beautiful day.
Oh, God. We really can't wait to, A, see the beautiful wedding and have a great time with them, but for her to come back to work and focus on the show again.
Yeah.
Won't that be good?
I know. There'll be no more shredding. We'll be seeing her eating beef curries for breakfast again.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be lovely.
Oh,
more juice diet. No.
And honestly, and you'll see it because there'll be things posting, but she looks a million bucks.
She does. Yeah,
but I can't wait to take a photo of her in about 2 months.
The blimp returns.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Nicole and Jacob.
We're joking.
If you're living
right now.
Morning, Nick. I can't wait to see you waddle into work again. I don't know about you, Tanya, but I reckon Laura probably owns 5 mansions and lives somewhere in the Seychelles.
Or...
because Mullet Fest is massive.
Well,
now.
It is huge. Massive, but she's the kind of girl, I reckon, that doesn't stray too far from the Mullet Fest capital of Australia. And that's Curry in the Chelmsford Hotel. Hello, Laura Johnson.
Hello, guys. Thank you for having me back.
Hey, how big is it now, mate? I love it.
Oh, look, it is just so much fun. You couldn't get a better reason to laugh.
Well, it's starting today, running all weekend. But, Laura, was it true that there were, like, heats all over the country this year?
They haven't started yet. Curry's the first. So this is heat one of the 2021 season.
We'll be drafting players soon. Mullet teams. Mm.
Yes, absolutely. Can you imagine the grudge match between the states depending on, you know, who gets the most people to their heat and all that sort of stuff?
So what happens? So we're starting it. We're kicking it off. Who else is doing it?
So we actually have secured venues right around Australia. We have at least one in every single state and territory. So we're just working with them now to make sure that there's not any conflicts on their calendars and that sort of stuff for when we come. But what we're going to do is we've got a trailer, which is our stage for this weekend, and we are literally going to take Mullet Fest on the road.
I'm telling
you
now.
All of the fun that comes with us running amok for the weekend is coming to a town near you.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you now, and I don't want to be defeatist, but Queensland's riddled with them.
Yeah.
It could be a state of origin thing coming up here. Yeah. Queensland are riddled with them.
We'll be just as unlucky as we are in the footy.
All right. Well, quickly take us through the categories because obviously we know there's the everyday mullet, there's the skullet, but what else are you going to be judging?
Yeah, so everyday, obviously. Skullet belongs in our extreme category. Mm-hmm. Then we have grubby, which is all your dreadies and that sort of stuff. Then we have vintage, which is our over 50. And then we have, you can tell we're in good old curry this morning, can't you?
Yeah, that was a Tirana, wasn't it? I bet that was a Tirana.
It was actually a poor man's knockoff Harley. But
oh, righto. Oh, he's in the Yamaha, was he?
Oh, dear. That's going to get me controversial points, surely. And then, of course, after vintage, we have our extreme. So our extremes are good fun and we are looking forward to seeing what the costume situation is this year because they seem to just be getting braver and braver in the adults categories.
Mm. The one that worries me the most is the junior.
Oh, same.
Yeah, because look at my car down right.
I've got children and I'm just thinking, is it
Yeah, no, the parents abuse? Don't. No, it's not abuse because the kids love it, don't they?
Yeah, they ask for it.
Mm.
No, they don't. No, they don't. That's what the parents tell them to tell you.
Well, that's what mine tell me.
There you go. No, you're right. It's kind of like, I like that they get in on it.
And it's cool
have
again.
Have some
fun. Yep. You know, Laura,
it's massive now.
We're seeing it way away from your festival. Even our fill-in producer here, Bluey, he's sporting one. Like, it's cool with the kids, isn't it?
The NRL got it rolling.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I like to take credit for it, Steve. I like to think
no.
You know, you're welcome.
I mean, you're absolutely right. Oh, look at the time. We've got to go.
But no, it's totally across the globe. Like, we've got today the Australian correspondent for the press in Russia is coming up for the weekend to film Mullet Fest because the Russians will love it. No, not at all. And at 3:00 this morning, I was emailing with guys from Norway who were wanting to do a mullet atlas, and they're going to do like photos of mullets around the world.
This is amazing. I hope you're getting your share of this, mate.
Well, the problem is that I've never made a cent out of Mullet Fest ever.
It's hard to copyright, isn't it?
Well, we trademarked it, but we're all about giving to the Mark Hughes Foundation. So
oh,
any
nice.
Extra money that we've got left goes straight to those guys, and we're
you know, working so hard to try and find a cure for brain cancer and keep those brain care nurses helping families like Carly's that, you know, that just need the support. So tonight's round, the rookies, is totally dedicated to the Mark Hughes Foundation. So all the entry fees, there'll be raffles and prizes and auctions and all sorts of stuff. And all that goes to the Mark Hughes Foundation. And then tomorrow we party on with adults and have as much COVID-safe run amok as we possibly can. And then Sunday's the kids.
That's Laura, you're doing an amazing job, and we know it's for the Mark Hughes Foundation. So hopefully you can monetize it going forward globally.
And I'm looking for those lessons.
And just so, because I know you're in the curry pub there with the Russian people, they do spell vodka with a W. Okay. Vodka.
And when they say shot,
Four shots of vodka.
Mullet Fest happening from today all weekend at the Chelmsford Hotel in Curry. Laura, we wish you all the very best. Can't wait to see all the pics.
Thank you, guys.
Ta-da, mate.
See ya.
Friday morning, get out of bed.
Tanya and Steve's Free Gig Friday.
Oh, we're keeping it in the Tanya and Steve family
we
today, are we?
We are too. We love Christy James. And today, Christy James' sister-in-law, JJ, is here with us. G'day.
Yeah, we couldn't wait to come and join in your talented family.
Exactly. It's a big family.
Yeah.
A big family.
Well, JJ, you've only just last week released your single, which is available to stream on all platforms. It's called If Loving Me Was Easy. Here it is.
Oh, I need a little attention. Anything to fill this addiction. Isn't that what love's all about?
Good.
Can be streamed on all platforms that we're constantly trying to support our local artists here, Triple M, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, mate, that, I hope that does well for you. That's great.
Yeah, it was a good song.
Yeah.
Good song.
Who's the guy that came in?
That was Committee. Committee Levi.
Oh, yeah, I think we've had Committee before as well for a free
That's so good.
Now, you've got some gigs coming up. We'll mention that at the end so we can give you a plug to go to that. But today you're doing one of our fave songs.
I'm very excited.
Well, we are too. So take it away, JJ.
All righty.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what is done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad when it's through. It's through. Fate will twist the both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you. I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you feel it too. Waited on a line of greens and blues just to be the next to be with you. Build up your confidence so you can be on top for once. Wake up, who cares about little boys that talk too much? I've seen it all go down. The game of love was all rained out. So come on, baby, come on over. Want to show you I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you feel it too. Waited on a line of greens and blues just to be the next to be. When we can be together, baby, you can make my life worthwhile. I can make you start to smile. Ooh. When it's through, fate will twist the both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to hold you. I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you feel it too. Waited on a line of a waited on the lines just to be the next to be with you. I said just to be the next to be with you.
Is JJ, everybody. There's not a person awesome. In the car who wasn't doing that second repeat beat, because I know you and I weren't, Junior, was thinking, I'll do it quietly.
That was fantastic, thank JJ.
You. That was so good. So good.
You're playing today at Bimbadgin Estate from 4:30 till 8.
Playing Valhalla at Bob's Farm too, Saturday.
Yep.
From 7 o'clock?
With Valhalla, I'm presuming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Valhalla's that place, you know, where the wonderful pizzas are.
There, nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you want to find JJ, it's J-A-I, on Facebook.
Hey, you went all right. I can't wait how cranky your sister-in-law will be.
A lot to live up to, Christy.
There you go, Christy.
Thanks, JJ. Have a great weekend, everyone.